No, I really didn't grow up saying it, but I've heard it used probably by older people. You know, they climb the mountain or they climb the hill.
Well, some old people use older terms than others.
Real old people now. Some people use it. Of course, some old people use older terms than other old people, which is only natural. But I've heard the term used, yes.
Do you remember what your parents were saying?
My dad might have said clum. My mother probably wouldn't.
Sam says she walked up to the altar and she...
Kneeled?
Okay. And if you were feeling tired, you say, I think I'll go over to the couch and...
Lay down.
Okay, he was really sick all morning. He lay in bed. Okay. And talking about things that you see in your sleep, you say, This is what I saw.
Or dreamed.
Huh?
I dreamed.
Okay. And you say, often when I go to sleep,
I dream.
But I usually can't remember what I
dreamed.
And you say, I dreamed I was falling, and just when I was fixing to hit the ground, I
woke up.
Okay. And if you bring your foot down heavy on the floor, you say you
stomp the floor.
Okay. And say if you saw a friend of yours leaving a party alone, you might ask him,
Can I go along?
Or can I walk you home?
Can I walk you home?
Okay, but if you had a car.
Can I drive you home?
Okay, did you say carry?
Probably not.
Take,
maybe. Can I take you home?
Okay, and to get something to come towards you, you take hold of it and...
Pull.
And the other way would be...
Push.
Okay, say... If you carry a very heavy sack of groceries... Well, say if you had a sack of groceries and didn't have your car, say you picked it up and...
Carried.
Okay, but another word you might use besides carry.
Tote.
Okay, what's the word tote mean?
Probably
to you?
Carry. You probably tote it in up in your arms.
Mm-hmm.
Like a armload of wood, you tote a load of wood.
Okay.
Or you might tote a baby on your shoulder or your hip.
You tote a baby?
You could.
So tote doesn't have to be something that's real heavy?
Not necessarily, but usually it connotates some effort, you know.
Uh-huh.
If you tote something, it's makes you tired eventually.
Can you think of another word besides tote? You ever say packed?
I don't use packed, but that's a common term. It's not, you know, I don't use it or don't hear it used. Here.
Uh-huh. Sam, you might tell a child, now that stove is very hot, so...
Yeah. Don't touch it.
Okay. And say, if you needed a hammer, you might tell someone, go...
Get me a hammer.
Okay. Do you remember what type of games you used to play when you were little?
Baseball. And play hide and seek.
You ever heard of another name for hide and seek?
Don't remember.
High spy or...
No.
Keep away or follow the leader.
What games did you play where someone would be chasing?
Keep away or follow the leader. Well, where it'd be chasing you, I don't really know what names we might refer to. Over the housetop or Annie over. Throwing the ball over the house.
What's that?
Annie over. Two kids get on the side of the house and have a ball of some kind, and they throw it over the house to this one, and he'll throw it back.
Can you call that Annie over?
Annie over.
Uh-huh.
You holler Annie, and the other one say over, and then you throw it.
Never heard that.
This will help you then.
What other
games? Of course, riding a bicycle, and playing riding a scooter, maybe rolling tires, rubber tires. We had storytelling time, maybe, you know, telling each other stories.
You ever hear something about fox and geese? Fox and... Somebody told me something.